now approaching lunar sunrise, and for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness.
I'm a God.
You're God.
I'm a God, not the God.
The following statements which I shall make are true facts that can and will be verified at the proper time. The music has come to me from outer space. I have been instructed by a person from another planet to bring this music to the attention of the people on this earth. I have had direct contact with people from other planets and have spoken with them on many occasions. I have ridden in their spaceships. They have taken me to their planets and brought me back to Earth again several times. I have seen how they live, what they wear, what they eat, and how they look. They are friendly people. At the present time, they are observing us. Many people from this Earth have already seen some of their spacecraft, which they call flying saucers, and other flying objects which they cannot describe. These objects are real and are spacecraft from other planets. There are people in them, and many of them have already landed on this Earth. They are now in our midst, mingling with you and observing you without your knowledge. This shall all be proven at the proper time. Come to me from another planet. These two selections are interpretations taken from the actual music that has come to me from another planet.
the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission is to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life, new civilization, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
I'll tell you too, that's starting. girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. We'll be right back.
far horizons. From the far horizons of the unknown. From the far horizons. From the far horizons of the unknown. Unknown. Come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time. Far horizons of the unknown. These are stories of the future. Stories of the future. Adventures in which you'll live in 1,050,000 years on a thousand maybe worlds. Come transcribe tales of new dimensions in time.
Young lady from Venus, whose body was shaped like a...
Captain to security, come in!
Did I say something wrong?
Holodecks are a pointless endeavor. Fulfilling some human need to fantasize. I have no such need.
Elaborate rituals of deception. Didn't realize becoming human again would be such a challenge. Sexuality is particularly complex.
Oh, yes, it is.
Do not require a romantic relationship.
So I had to collect 30,000 gigaquads of data on the subject.
It must have been my humanity reasserting itself.
In the future, if I have any questions about mating behavior, I'll know where to go.
I no longer require your assistance. It's obvious there are no potential mates for me aboard this vessel. You said you had something to tell me.
We're a long way from home. Everyone is lonely. All we have is each other. I want you to mate with me.
Do it for me.
I have no time for frivolous pursuits.
I don't suppose there's any way I can change your mind. I know how stubborn you can be. In the Federation database.
Information?
For being unconventional? You might like to read what's there. It might encourage your imagination.
Perhaps I will.
I'm curious, Evan. What do you think about all this?
I may be new to individuality, but I'm not ignorant of human behavior. Humans sometimes require a pretext for being intimate with one another.
What's left under all that Borg technology?
I've noticed your attempts to engage me in idle conversation. And I see the way your pupils dilate when you look at my body.
What I'm about to say will come as a surprise to you.
Are you asking me on a date?
That was very good.
Your presence is required. Rather, it is requested. Tonight, 1900 hours, holiday 2.
Really?
Yes. State your response.
Very well. Speaking of risks, are you ready to try some home cooking?
Fortunately, taste is irrelevant.
How flattering.
I am bored.
So much for diplomacy.
Captain, you look beautiful.
You're right, as usual.
An attraction based on sexual desire.
Yes, I hope so.
Take off your clothes.
Obviously,
you must comply.
Please, Captain, that's a luxury I don't have.
There is no alternative.
There are always alternatives.
How shall I proceed?
Get down there.
Will you permit it?
Do it, Seven.
Yes, Captain.
I find it very satisfying now.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, Captain. I wish to play again.
Computer? One more game. 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 One more game.
Calling Space Command. Command, do you read?
No, sir. I didn't like it.
We're going in a space flight to Venus and Mars. So tighten your seatbelt and extinguish all cigarettes. Thank you.
Space flight to Venus and Mars. Apparently, we got to touch of stars at Venus. Taking off from London town to Venus and Mars. We will make you full of the stars.
Right. that there is no air. Moon on a rocket, maybe or maybe not coming back. After the moon on a rocket, maybe or maybe not coming back. After the moon on a rocket.
your mind, time to relax. I'll take you on a journey way off the tracks. I created a devastating masterpiece. Back to the future with the hoodlum priest. Open up your mind, time to relax. I'll take you on a journey way off the tracks. I created a devastating masterpiece. Back to the future with the hoodlum priest.
So very, very bright. I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin.
occurred.
Hello?
Hello, is that the Star Trek Appreciation Society?
Yes, it is.
Well, f*** you.
It's about the space, the time travel, another dimension. I'm in
space.
All right.